Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time checking at 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this wonderfully sunny Thursday evening here in the mountaintop in Letterkenny. Welcome along to the Score programme. We've got loads of sport coming up for you between now and 8 o'clock tonight. What's on the agenda? Well, we'll be hearing from Jack O'Loughlin and Danny Cullen from the Donegal hurling camp ahead of their big All-Ireland final against Wicklow, which takes place on Saturday at Croke Park in Dublin, a game that we'll have fully live for you here in Highland on a Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, Donegal and Derry, of course, are playing in the big All-Ireland Championship time at Coole Park in Ballybuffet. That game's live on Highland as well on Sunday Sport. 4 o'clock is the start time. We're going to look ahead to that game tonight with our big match analyst, Martin McHugh. Derry City are looking to bounce back after defeat last weekend. They're playing Shelburne tomorrow night in the Premier Division of the SSE Air Trustee League. We'll be hearing from the Derry City boss, Rory Higgins, and we'll also be joined shortly by the Fun Harps captain, Keith Cowan, as we look ahead to Fun Harps clash with Kerry FC tomorrow night at Finn Park, where Harps, of course, are looking to get back-to-back victories over 7 days, possibly three games with ones in the bounce, because they have to go to Galway next Monday. We'll be hearing from the Harps camp in just a few moments' time. But we're going to start with soccer. Coghill Celtic can wrap up the Ulster Senior League title this evening in the final game of the campaign. Gavin Cullen's side host Derry City Reserves at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground, knowing a win will give them the title for a 10th season in a row. Should the game end in a draw, a playoff with Bunnygee United would be required to crown the champions, while a defeat for Coghill and Bunnygee would then be the champions this year. Kickoff down at Coghill for the game against Derry is about 20 minutes away. It's due to get underway at 7:30 in any showing this evening. Now, Fun Harps host Kerry FC tomorrow night, Friday, in their latest game in the League of Ireland First Division. Jim McDoherty will have live regular updates from that tie, which kicks off at 8 o'clock tomorrow here on Highland. Harps, of course, are going in search of back-to-back wins after last week's 3-0 victory at Treaty United down in Limerick. Fun Harps captain is Keith Cowan. I've been speaking to him today ahead of the game. He says Harps have quality to build on last week's positive result. Keith Cowan, it's been a while since we spoke. Welcome back to the airwaves of Highland.
Thanks, Austin. It's been a few weeks, all right, but good to be back on.
Listen, big one last week, an important one, a timely one for the group, 3-0 down in Treaty, having had a difficult number of weeks. How big was that one last week, Keith?
That last week was a really important result for the team, for the group of players, I suppose, for the management as well. Was timely, yes, because I suppose we'd gone out a few weeks there, maybe shipping a few goals and maybe not scoring any. And I suppose that kind of decent wee run of form that we've been on sort of more to the beginning of the season had kind of evaporated. Last week was very welcome victory. And I suppose the manner that we did it in as well, keeping a clean sheet, was very pleasing.
And obviously training, I'm sure, since has been good. There's been an extra bounce to it, has there?
Well, I suppose it's great what a win can do. You know, everyone's in better form. You enjoy your weekend, and you know, training on a Monday then is definitely a lot easier. And you know, lads are in better spirits. And yeah, it's just a happier change room and a happier camp once you can manage to get them 3 points. Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of young guys there, and it's a major boost for them. And I'm sure you see it on them as well, Keith.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, With the younger lads, they haven't got that experience maybe to draw on if things aren't going too well, you know, how to maybe get things back on track. But look, we just try and keep it as positive as possible and, you know, encouraging them. And, you know, that, again, as I said, that manner, that win last week will encourage the young lads. And, you know, I suppose it's just trying to get that consistency and the performance. And, you know, that's, I suppose, it's the hardest thing in the game to do, is to be consistent and, you know, to grind out results. And when things aren't going bad, it's, you know, to keep things positive. So now that's a major boost for the squad, that one last week.
How big a future is young Adam McLaughlin going to have, Keith? He got the third one last week.
He's definitely hit the ground running anyway, Oisin. He was fantastic when he came on. You know, he's for a lad of such a young age, he acquitted himself very well. He did not look out of place at all. You know, he took his goal. You know, he looked like a experienced striker the way he was able to, you know, turn and knock it past the centre half and get after it. You know, and he had a couple other touches as well within the minutes that he was on that maybe other people wouldn't have seen that kind of gave me an indication that, yeah, this lad's a proper player here. But look, it's very early days for him. You know, he's just turned 17 years of age. He's got a lot of football ahead of him. And, you know, again, it's about keeping players grounded and, you know, getting them back in and training and working hard and, you know, maybe just not taking that first little bit of success is going to be continued. But he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. You know, I know the management have been working with him for a few years now. And he seems like a top young fella, a nice guy as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, this week now, Keith, a rare opportunity to get back-to-back wins. And you'll be seen now as a group that can take 3 points this week against Kerry after the way he's played last week. And obviously with Kerry having a long trip up the road and you guys having home advantage on Friday night.
Well, we do think ourselves, you know, Oisin, if we're right and if everyone's up for it, that we can, you know, we can take 3 points in most places and most games. So, like, I think that, as we spoke about, that win last week will give us an extra bit of bounce that we talked about. It's a game that we have to be taking maximum points in our home games. Kerry will be coming up with nothing to fear. You know, yeah, it is a long trip. You know, we've made a long trip down and, you know, that's not easy. But look, I think they'll be seeing this is a match where they can get points in, considering that we're just one position away from them in the league. And, you know, they have to be looking at the game, I suppose, the same way. But look, we want to try and build on what we did last week. You know, we know it's difficult to get back-to-back wins in this league with the squad that we have. But, you know, there's definitely enough quality there to maybe get the 3 points on Friday night, and that's what we'll be looking to do.
Yeah, more goals in this Harps team. Do you think you can bag another couple on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. Look, the quality, obviously, you know, Floody's banged in a couple there last weekend, and you know, has had a few before that, and you know, there's a couple of great performances last week again. But you know, again, what I spoke about earlier is that consistency. It's not just enough to be, you know, perform 1 week and then maybe take 3 or 4 weeks off until we go again. You know, it's about putting in that work during the week and preparing, you know, and getting themselves ready. And I suppose drawing on the experience of what they've done the week before, what has worked for them, and, you know, putting that into practice. So, yeah, there's goals there. De Silva's, you know, got a few goals for us. Philippe's picked up a few. Obviously, Floody there. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of opportunity for other lads to, I suppose, to mock in. Maybe a few of us lads at the back might hopefully we get something, get involved in the scoring as well, because I don't think anybody along the back four has notched the goal this season, so we're looking to get involved as well.
Double round of fixtures, of course, Keith, this weekend. You have to go to the runaway leaders at the top, Galway United, next Monday. What would be a good bank holiday weekend for Harps with two games this weekend, Keith?
Look, I think being realistic about it, I think if we can win our home games and anything we get, you know, on the road, especially against the top two or three teams, is a bonus for us. Looking at Galway, they've set the early pace setters, and it doesn't look like anybody's going to, you know, take too much off them, especially at home. And we played them earlier in the season, and you know, we know what they're about, and you know, we know that the way that they like to play, and you know, obviously again, the players that they have at their disposal, you know, these aren't just, you know, like in first division players. These are experienced Premier League players that have maybe dropped down a level, or, you know, lads that have played in the first division for years as well. So, look, we know what we're up against. We know what's going to be tough for us, I suppose, with having the travel and again Monday and, you know, the quick turnaround. But look, that's what your squad's for. I'm sure Dave will look to rotate a few and, you know, get lads time. I think we've got a few lads back from injury as well, which has definitely helped the squad. And, you know, there's obviously a few lads that have, you know, are going to be brought in as well that'll be itching. Obviously, won't be ready to go until July. But, you know, the squad's thickening as well. And we've seen that in training on the last 2 weeks. And, you know, the quality is improving. So maybe, you know, those lads that might be coming in as given lads that are there a wee bit of a reminder that, you know, that their places aren't secured anymore, and that's just going to, you know, improve the quality in training and and then undoubtedly then improve the quality come match day.
Yeah. Just finally then, what about the form with yourself at the moment, Keith? You had, of course, your issues in the early part of the season. Getting back on form again, are you?
Yeah, I had a few niggles early on. I think it's just maybe just the stage of my career that, you know, the preparation going into games, and it takes as long as, you know, actually playing the game now. But I'm feeling good. I've been able to get, you know, a few games back to back now, and, you know, I suppose I finally feel myself getting back sharp again, and hopefully that's the end of the niggles, and just going to get a good run of games now going into the rest of the season.
Okay, Keith Cowan. Good to talk to you, and we wish you all the best this weekend with two games to come Friday and Monday.
Cheers, Ashton. Thanks a million.
There you go. That's Keith Cowan speaking to me earlier today. That game kicks off tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Ballybuffet. Harps against Kerry, and once again, Dermot Doherty. We'll have live regular updates from that game here on Highland. It's also a double weekend in the League of Ireland Premier Division, with the top two, Derry City and Shamrock Rovers, both playing at home. Tomorrow night, Shamrock Rovers taking on Dundalk, while Derry City are hosting Shelburne at the Brandywells. The home side bid to bounce back from last Sunday's defeat at the Sligo Showgrounds. That reverse brought to an end a run of four successive wins and was a first defeat in the road for the Candy Stripes this season. Derry boss Rory Higgins says they need to get back on track this week.
Point, and we know that staff, players, we know that it wasn't good enough. But we have an opportunity now on Friday to they perform much better, and they show more intent, and they have a real steely determination to go and pick up 3 points, because we're nothing without hard work. When we dig in them and we fight for each other, we know we've got the quality. Then as games open up, they go and win games. But we didn't do the ugly bits of the game well enough in the opening stages, and we got punished, and we lost a game that we didn't deserve anything from, really. And as difficult it is to say that and to hear it, it's the facts, and we'll need to make sure that we don't repeat that again.
Shelburne, you know, they're getting results. They're getting very good results. They're keeping clean sheets. It's a well organised side, and Damien Duff's got his players all giving their all.
Aye, and there's never been any question of that. And they say they're well organised isn't a criticism to them, it's a compliment. But not only are they well organised, they've got really good individual talent at the top end. Moylan, Caffrey, Farrell, Boyd, Smith, got really good attacking players as well. So they're not all just about keeping clean sheets, that they can switch it over, and they're talented at the top end. So we know that, and we'll be prepared for that. But hopefully we've won 3 out of our last 4, and 3 good performances: of Pat's game, Dundalk, UCD, comprehensive wins, and we want more of the same.
Obviously, a couple of games in the space of 72 hours, you're getting this back to Friday, Monday, Friday, and the squad will be used again.
Aye, we'll need everyone. We'll need everyone, and we want everyone rowing the same boat, and we want everyone pulling together and see can we make it another really good week. We know it'll be difficult, but we're not going to look past Friday. As I said, I want a real steely, driven performance. And we know that the weather's going to be probably warm, sticky pitch, but it doesn't matter. You have to find a way to win. It's the same for both teams. So we have to find a way to win, and I'm sure the players will come with a real drive to win the game.
There you go, that's Rory Higgins speaking to Kevin McLaughlin ahead of a double weekend for Derry as well. They play Shelburne, of course, tomorrow evening at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Okay, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's loads of Gaelic games. Martin McHugh will be looking ahead to Derry against Donegal on Sunday. We'll also have a preview of Derry's Christy Ring hurling final, which is on Saturday at Croke Park. That is one of 3 games taking place. The other match, one of the other games rather, is the Nicky Rackard Cup decider, where Donegal are playing Wicklow. We'll have a preview of that tie with both Jack O'Loughlin and Danny Cullen on the way after these.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the Score programme. 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. We turn our attention to Gaelic games, and the Donegal hurlers play Wicklow at Croke Park on Saturday in the Nicky Rackard Cup final. I'll be joined by Eugene Organ for full match commentary from that game, which is taking place at GAA headquarters. 3 o'clock is the start time there. It's a big day for the hurlers. The prize, of course, is the cup, but also promotion to the higher level Christie Ring is also on offer for the winners. Donegal have won the competition on three previous occasions, with the latest back in November 2020 under COVID restrictions. So ahead of the game this week, we have spoke to two of the Donegal players ahead of that tie, who are vying and hoping that they'll climb the steps off the Hogan stand once again and be able to lift the trophy. On the way, we'll hear from a veteran hurler of the county, Danny Cullen. But up first, the Donegal vice-captain is Jack O'Loughlin. Jack O'Loughlin, looking forward to an All-Ireland final. You've been around the panel now since, 2016, so you know the sort of build-up that goes on to these big matches. What's it like this time around?
I suppose it's the same as any other time. My first one was in 2020. That was a bit stranger because it was during COVID. I was away in 2018. I was away to America, so I missed that day out in Croke Park. But no, look, the vibes is good about the camp and stuff. We had a nice training weekend there at the weekend and downings and stuff, and things is going well, like, so we're looking forward to Saturday.
And obviously this was the target at the start of the year. I'm sure the first time that you guys went into training, Mickey McCann had it on the board that the Nicky Rackard was the final, was where he wanted to be, was it?
Yeah, Nicky Rackard final and kind of maintain 2B status in the league was the two goals we set out for the start of the year. So winning the Nicky Rackard, like, obviously means you'll get promoted to Christie Ring. And if you look at the teams that's in the Christie Ring this year, you know, they're all teams we've beat, bar maybe Meath, who we played in the league final. And, you know, we weren't too far away there. So that's kind of where we see ourselves. And to get there, we obviously have to win Saturday and push on.
What sort of effort is it going to take on Saturday to win this? Because, listen, you know Wicklow well, and Wicklow knows Donegal well after the amount of matches that you've played this year. What sort of effort is it going to take to get over the line on it?
Yeah, well, we played Wicklow earlier in the year in Letterkenny, and you were probably at that game yourself. You seen we got a bit of a beating that day. And then 2 weeks later, we went down the road, beat them, even though we had a man sent off in the second half. So, to be honest, like, I think Saturday, it's purely going to be a mental game, really. They've got some great players, some fantastic forwards. We're aware of that. But, you know, we also have some great players. So, it's going to be a mental game, I think. Whoever comes out on top of that mental battle and wants it the most is going to be the team that wins, in my opinion.
Not much between the two teams then, is there?
No, definitely not. You know, I think they have 2-1 up on us. They actually beat us the last time they came to Letterkenny, which was 2 weeks ago. We were leading that full game, but, you know, they brought a few of their stronger players on near the end and pushed on and kind of went for the win. So, I mean, the game was a dead duck. We didn't really care about it too much. It's nice to win every game, but, you know, we were in the final already, so... Yeah, Saturday is what we're aiming for.
Yeah. Croke Park's a venue that everybody wants to play in, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice. It was actually strange there when I played back in 2020. It was completely empty, and it was kind of difficult to judge the flight of the ball, you know, because all the seats were the same colour as the ball, and you were kind of looking like, where is it? So at times I was just kind of running after my man, kind of thinking, does he know where it's going? Because I can't see anything here. So... I'll make some of the younger boys aware of that, because I had difficulty with that now my first time. But yeah, everyone's looking forward to it, but at the same time, it's like any other game. Like,
what would it mean to you, and I suppose obviously to the Buncrannock club, that if there was an All-Ireland title and an All-Ireland medal coming back into the parish again?
It would be a huge lift. Like, I think all the underage kids to see... the county achieving and winning All-Irelands, that always kind of gives them a little boost to stick at it, because they kind of think in the back of their heads, you know, maybe someday I could do this or I could be like that. So I think it would be a big boost for all those kids coming through.
Yeah. And in relation to the player personnel there at the minute, I was talking to Danny and a few of the older players after matches, and you've got this young group that's coming in. Mm-hmm. You're what, in your mid-20s, so you're sort of stuck in the middle between the two groups, Jack. And what's it like to, I suppose, stand back and watch these two different dynamics who are very, very eager to play hurling?
No, there's a real nice spread. As you said, there's some older guys, then there's some younger guys coming through, and then there's a couple in the middle like myself. But I think it's a really even balance because the older guys, you know, they still have it. They can still play well. They're getting scores. They're still fit. And then the younger guys who've came through, you know, they're really pushing for positions and making a difference when they come on. They're not just filling numbers. Like, whereas in the past, you would kind of know what the team was going to be on Saturday. But nowadays, you don't really know what the lineup's going to be like. You know, I don't think any game we've played this year, the lineup's been near the same. So, and, you know, that partly that is due to we did have a few injuries throughout the year. But, you know, the guys that came on, they made a serious difference. They're getting scores. They're making tackles. They're seriously fit. They're a different animal coming through, really. But, you know, the guys that are still there, the older guys, you know, it's hard to take them out of the team. They're still playing so good.
Yeah. What about your manager, Mickey McCann? He decided to stick around for another year and give it a go. And he had full belief that there is players in the county that are good enough to win an All-Ireland. What's it like being under Mickey McCann and the way he works with a squad?
Yeah, Mickey's a great manager. Like, he's probably the best manager I ever had. He's just really good at dealing and man-managing and understanding, you know, the different needs of different players. And he obviously seen that there was a good team coming through there. He had faith in the younger boys that came through. I know there was a couple of boys that left the panel and stuff and, you know, big, big players, big names. And, you know, some people might have thought we were struggling at the start of the year, but Mickey obviously had a belief that there was a good team here, and he's kind of instilled that into us, and, you know, we've ended up where we are. So it's been a good year, and, you know, he's a great manager, and to be honest, I hope he stays on another year.
Well, listen, then, obviously he's instilled belief that you can get to the final. Is there belief within this group now that you can win an All-Ireland?
I mean, there has to be. We can't really be going down the road on Saturday not believing that we can win this. The last time round, it was during the COVID in 2020, and I think we were 13 points down to 3 after the first quarter because there was quarters in because of COVID. And, you know, at that kind of stage, you might have thought, oh, Donegal, they're not going to come back from that. But I think we've shown a number of times, like, we do like to rise to the occasion, and hopefully we can do that Saturday.
Yeah. Hopefully so. The very best for the All-Ireland this weekend.
Thanks very much.
So, Danny Cullen, here we are a number of days out from an All-Ireland final, another Nicky Rackard decider for Donegal. It's been a couple of years since you've been there, 3 seasons, in fact. What's the build-up been like over the last couple of weeks for you?
Yeah, it's been good now because I suppose after kind of the Roscommon game, we kind of knew we kind of had 1 foot in the door, like, so it kind of gave us time then to kind of experiment with a few lads and get a few boys back up to speed again, like, and, you know, but just it's been nice now, nice 2 weeks, especially with the weather this week now. You know, it's going to be nice, wee bit of training done here now, but nothing too serious yet. Plenty of hurling, plenty of ball work, and just kind of enjoy the whole build up to it now. Like,
there's nothing really surprising between Donegal and Wicklow because you know each other that well this year that you've played each other so often, so you have.
Yeah, it's 3 times now, like, and it's I suppose they've got 2-on-1, like, so it's gonna hopefully we can even up now on Saturday, like, but look, now we know what we're about now at this stage, and they're probably the same as us, like, and look, we just hopefully can get at them in kind of different ways now, and supposedly use the legs we have now on Saturday and just try to turn them over, like, because it's going to be a big ask, like, and they will be going in favour us, like, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage as well.
Yeah, and I suppose you've already taken a big scalp with them. You beat them in the semi-final of the league earlier in the campaign, so you know these guys will be going in for a big win against you again, but what would you just take out of that performance and the rest of the games that you played against Wicklow this year?
It's just one of those games where the boys really dug it out, like, and they went down and worked really hard, and, like, you know, they were really up against it, like, and down in Wicklow that time was there about 5 or 6 boys missing on the day, like, and but just shows you hurling's a game. If you work hard and keep the head down, keep plugging away, you can usually get the results, and it was a huge victory for us, like, and but, like, especially after, it was 2 weeks before that now, they beat us nearly 20 points out the gate and Larry Kenny, like, so once again it's kind of hurling, like, it's just all, oh, you have to show up on the day or else that's the way things can go.
Yeah, but Croke Park's a venue you guys like playing in when you get there, and you've sort of been in this scenario before. How do you manage the days before it, Danny?
look, well, for especially when you're more experienced, you're kind of just, you know, you're well used to the whole thing, like, and you just kind of enjoy the whole build up, like, and you just, you love playing in the in Croke Park, like, and it's kind of like an experience in itself. And so you just kind of, it's something to look forward to, like, and but at the end of the day, you still want to perform and want to do the team justice for all the year's effort, like, and just kind of get the result and try to get back up to the Christy Ring, because behind everything, that's all we're kind of looking to do, like, you know, because between 2020 and with COVID, like, there was no promotion that year, which is disappointing, and even happened to us back in, I think it was 2013, we got no promotion that year. So, you know, it's probably, it's our main aim is to get back to Christy Ring, and this is just a huge day for us now.
Yeah, you've been here, as we said before, and you know all about the ball. What's it like for the younger boys in the group? Because there's been a huge influx of them over the last couple of seasons, and we've seen these young boys perform very, very well, Danny. They showed up in the league, and a lot of them kept their positions come the championship, so and they're going well. Can you see the same hunger in them as what was in you's older guys?
Yeah, definitely. Look, that's kind of with youth, you kind of come in with things with no fear, like, and that's what we're kind of expecting from them on Saturday now, because, you know, it was a big day for them all, but after two or three minutes when the ball's in, sure, everything, there's no nerves, everything's gone, like, and, you know, we'll be looking really to them for their work rate and their legs. They really cover the ground for a few of the older boys, like, and, you know, I know they'll probably be nervous now for the next two or three days, but that's kind of natural enough, and I suppose when they say when you're not nervous about these kind of things, it's probably time to give up, like, and, you know, but we're looking forward to seeing them out there, and it's a great experience for even the younger lads. Like, they've hurled a lot with Donegal up through the ranks, and this is probably a big day for them, you know, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward as much as any of us.
Yeah. What's it like then for you older boys? I know you had your injuries this year, so you did, Danny, and it sort of hampered you in a number of games. Are you coming around at the right time, you know?
Hopefully now. I had a tough enough year now, and kind of, it's probably in my age, you don't want to be missing too many games, because it's kind of, or being out too long with different injuries, because it can kind of slow you down a bit. But look, I'm kind of feeling a lot better now, and kind of hopefully holding it together, and just hopefully we can get through the game now on Saturday too, and out the other side of it.
Yep. Donegal's going for a fourth Nicky record. You've three. You were involved in the three sides, weren't you? One of the three previous ones.
Yeah, we were. So look. It's a big day for us. Like, and as I say, stress it. It's just kind of, we for this team, we really want to get back to the Christy Ring, because, you know, it's something when we've been playing in the league for the last number of years. We've kind of been playing at that level above the Nicky record, you know. And when you look at the Christy Ring this year, you know, cause you have Tyrone and Sligo. Meet these teams that we've all competed well against in the league, so that's probably where we want to be at, and especially to keep this team improving the way it's done so far this year. Like,
what sort of effort then is it going to take on Saturday afternoon at Croke Park if you're going to win this? Because you've needed a massive second half effort if you go back to 2020 against Mayo, when you got those goals in the space of, what was it, 60 seconds or something from Davin and Ritchie, and that was key in that victory. What's going to have to happen this weekend if you are going to get to go the steps of Croke Park again and lift the cup?
It's just going to have to be a serious effort. Even thinking about it now, you're kind of exhausted even thinking what you want to do. But it's just going to have to really, every man dig deep and just put everything out there, and just hopefully break the ball goes our way, and hopefully we can keep the goals out and keep it tight at the back, and just a few of the boys get well and go well in the forwards, like, and that's it. But it's just going to be a huge effort, like, and we'll just still worry about that and come Saturday morning.
Well, listen, thanks for talking to us, and the very best luck to you and the team this weekend, Danny.
No worries, thanks much.
Yeah, all the best to Danny, and to, of course, the rest of the players and the management under Mickey McCann. We wish them every success at the weekend in Croke Park. It's an All-Ireland final for Donegal. It's the Nicky Rackard Cup decider. The winner will get the cup, but they'll also get promotion to the Krusty Ring, and you'll be able to follow the game live here in Highland. We'll have full match commentary for you. We'll have the build up from about 2:45. The game then starts at 3:00 in GA headquarters, and I'll be joined on commentary by former Donegal player. He's a Clare native, but Donegal is now his home. Eugene Organ is his name, and he'll be on commentary with me on Saturday. Now let's move to Derry Hurling, because they're also playing in Dublin on Saturday as they face Meath in the Christy Ring Cup final. That one is the last game of three, which starts at 5:00. Derry have never won the title at this level, and they lost out to the Royal County earlier in the campaign in Navan. The Oakleaf County have lost their previous two appearances in the finals. That was in 2021 and 2015. John McGarvey is the manager, and he has led Derry back to the decider in what is his first year in charge. And he's hoping his third time lucky.
I suppose once I was in a couple of sessions, I mean, it just felt natural, and it just went on from there. You know, I mean, I suppose fairly lucky that I knew a lot of them players, not personally, but hurling-wise, you know, I'd knew them all. maybe bar the younger lads coming through the just out of minors and in the 20s and that, I'd have knew all them players. So, I mean, you know, it was a decent start to have a rough gauge of where your players are at. But no, I say it just, once you're in a situation like that, you just get on with it.
Chris, in competition itself, the tallies he's put up.
It was very noticeable in 2A that those teams were getting up to the 25-30 bracket in terms of scores, and they were getting 40 to 45 shots in every match. You know, and we were very much set that if we're going to be competitive, never mind winning, then we're going to have to be in them brackets. And we've done a lot of work on it. And I mean, Christy Ring itself, Tyrone, were super that day. But we were in the brackets that we wanted to be in. We just weren't very efficient. I mean, we had 42 shots that day. We had a lot of wides. We had dropped short. We took the wrong options a lot of times. I mean, I think the draw at the finish was a fair enough result. We'd have certainly took it with a minute to go. But I think we got a few sneers at us over the Tyrone match, you know, result, and that hurt a wee bit. You know, we had no given right to be beating Tyrone. I don't see why anybody else should have thought we should have. You know, but we thought we had worked hard and we felt like we had let ourselves down. We came out here and put on a great show the following week against Sligo. Played really, really well. You know, I think had only two shots more than we had against Tyrone the week before, but we scored 427. To London, fantastic performances. As good a performance as Derry Hurlers, I would say, have put in many, many years over there, and backed it up out here against Mayo.
And back to our first question, Croke Park. The chance to go and challenge for a national title, something that the county has never won.
I suppose we haven't really talked about, you know, we're going to win the Christy Ring, but we've talked about wanting to achieve something that's never been done before. You know, and to do that, we have to win the Christy Ring. You know, we're not going to Croke Park to do the tour. Like, we are over the moon to be there. We're delighted with the way we're playing. We're delighted with the way we're training. But the only thing that matters to us is actually winning the Christy Ring now. Going to Croke Park on Saturday week and beating Meath. You know, whatever it takes.
And to see the under-20s went and won their All-Ireland, you have a few of them in your dressing room. I suppose that has helped.
Aye. You're just great lads. And they bring, you know, they bring that wee bit of experience of having been down Croke Park and won an All-Ireland already this season. And I mean, their attitude has been unbelievable all season. I mean, week in and week out. And they've been super when they've played for us. So, no, look, they joined, they blended into the panel really, really well. You know, that bringing a pile of new players in on top of the players that have been there and experience and youth and probably a few guys who weren't even looking in the county scene last year, the year before, coming in there. We've bonded really, really well together. You know, hasn't been a word really. You know, it's been easily managed. We'll put it like that. That's maybe a fair way to go. I mean, the work that Connor and Oisin and Gareth have done with them on the training pitch is second to none. So, I mean, look, we're really well prepared.
There's a long way to go in terms of a final in Meath, but, you know, the big picture, it would be amazing.
Oh, it would be amazing. But look, we have a serious job on. We played that match, we watched it again the following night, we know exactly what we're up against. You know, maybe two-time winners of the Christy Ring, you know, probably, I think we're going back into 2B, they're going back into 2A. You know, it's just, I would safely say it'll be 50-50, it'll be whoever maybe rises to the occasion better, or who prepares better, just we'll get a job done on the day.
Derry Hurling manager Johnny McGarvey hoping for success as well at Croke Park. It will be a good day for the North West sides of Donegal and Derry. We're both to take victory this coming weekend. Let's now move to the football. The big game in the All-Ireland Championship this weekend is, of course, in the North West. Donegal hosting Derry at McCool Park in Ballybuffet on Sunday. Throw-in is at 4 o'clock. The mood in the Donegal camp will be good after their recent win in Clare. A badly needed one it was too, in what has been a disappointing year so far for the county. Donegal will be hoping to uphold their good championship record at the Ballybuffet venue, where they've lost just once in 13 years. Derry will be firm favourites to win on Sunday, but a shaky start to the series for the Oakleigh County has given Donegal hope. I've been speaking to Martin McHugh this week, and he feels Donegal are in with a chance, but it all depends on what Derry team turns up this weekend. So, Martin, we're looking ahead to a Donegal clash against Derry this coming weekend in Ballybofey. It has been suggested since Derry's draw against Monaghan that maybe they're not firing on all cylinders, given a lot of the circumstances off the pitch before the Ulster final. And they won that title, yes, but some are suggesting that maybe Derry aren't going as well as people expected. Is it a good time for Donegal to meet Derry?
Yeah, probably, definitely is. You'd have to say a good time to meet them. I mean, if we go back to last year's Ulster final, I mean, the game went down right down to the wire, and you know, an extra time and everything else. So, if, yeah, it definitely is a good time. You thought, looking at the Ulster final, you know, they didn't look as hungry as they were before that, and the same thing, definitely against Monaghan. I know it's not easy to play a team that you've already met in the championship. All the advantages with the team that got beat the first day out, you know, they have the advantages because the other team won't nearly have to do exactly the same thing you've done. So from that point of view, from the Monaghan point of view, you'd have to think that, you know, the advantage was Monaghan and everything else. But Derry didn't seem to have the hunger that they had before that, and they seemed to lack that themselves. Now, will that change this Sunday or not? I mean, they've had time to regroup after that game. It was the first game back after one in Ulster and everything else. And so from that point of view, you know, it probably will be kind of a different Derry team, you feel, that'll come on Sunday, the team that played Monaghan. They've had just time to assess the whole thing and everything else. So you'd expect, as I said, a different Derry team, but from Donegal's point of view, and to answer your question, Oisín, it definitely is. It's not a bad time to be playing them, and particularly to be playing them in Ballybofey, where Donegal have a very good record in league and championship, but particularly a good championship record.
Yeah, they've only lost once since 2010 at the Ballybofey venue. So you feel they're in with a shout then, Martin?
Yeah, Oisín, you're definitely in Ballybofey, and home advantage in Ballybofey, and with hopefully a big crowd behind Donegal and everything else. And I wouldn't like to see the first half that we had against Clare. That was as bad as I've seen in a long time from a Donegal team. And we're lucky just at half time to only be 6 points to 3 down. You could have been 1-9 to 3, game over at half time against Clare, the way we played. But with Jason McGee coming onto the field for the second half, there was a big, big difference in the second half. The way we played, a lot of mobility in the middle of the field, which made a difference. And then we had Kieran Thompson and Oisín Gallen kicking 4 points from play, each of them, and a very good performance by Sean Patton and goals as well. So, yeah, if we can get other, you know, you're going to need more players than that to perform over the 70 minutes. You know, we thought maybe Owen Van Gallen and Q McFadden had good matches as well, but going to need particularly up front, because we look at it, Chrissy McCaig, who's a very good man marker, will he pick up Oisín Gallen? You know, it'll be a tough day for Oisín. You know, it'll be hard to get away on the likes of him. He's he's marked a lot of experienced players in his time, so we're going to get other players to get points. They'll probably try to put a player on Kieran Thompson as well when they study the Clare game. And I think that's the big one, is how you know, with other players come good, and we're going to need more scores from other players, particularly. But I mean, they'll be used to Ballybofey and everything else. And then the other thing is at the other end of the field, how we cope with Shane McGuigan and that. He is the top forward in the country at the minute, you'd have to say, ahead of Conor Callan even, and David Clifford and Shane Walsh, and these players ahead of him, because the way he's performing, I mean, he is probably carrying Derry through matches, because they're struggling to get scores from other forwards as well. Now, watching, the one thing is that Kieran McFaul has a championship game under his belt, and he's going to be a better player in Ballybofey, you feel. He was very good the last time he played against Donegal in Ballybofey in a championship game, so that'll be a help to them up front. They could start Lorcan Murray as well, but I think that all in all, it's a good time to get Derry. It's a big game for Donegal. If we could win it, you're looking at going into the last game with a good chance of finishing top.
Martin, you just mentioned Shane McGuigan there. How does Brendan McColl, I take it Brendan McColl is going to take him up, how does Brendan McColl go about stopping a man that's scoring, on average about 9 points a game at this stage in the championship?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing about stopping a player like that there is stopping the supply to him. So that'll be important, that we won the midfield battle, and you know, with Brendan Rodgers and Conor Glass in the middle of the field. Now, they weren't great against Monaghan. Monaghan coped really well with them. If we can do as well as Monaghan did against them, you know, I think it would leave us with a great chance of maybe winning the midfield battle, which is very important to us. Stop the supply going in as well, and then definitely probably whoever we're going to play a sweeper, try to get a player back in front of them all the time, because you're better saying don't let Shane McGuigan get the ball in his hands and let the other forwards, some of them have the ball, and try to keep it away from him. And you have to give support to Brendan McColl and get players in around him, particularly early on. Listen, he's a fabulous player. He's got 2 feet and, you know, his ability to kick points and to kick frees. And he's showing what you need in the modern game, as not alone his ability and a skill factor and everything else is top drawer, but his mental strength seems to be right up there with even we talk about rugby players in Ireland and everything else, and that's a big thing and a big part of the game, and he definitely has got that.
Yeah, we mention him nearly every match. Martin, you rate him as the best goalkeeper in the country, and Sean Patton. We've seen the last day in Clare, particularly when he went long, that Donegal caused Clare a lot of problems when he was kicking it over when Clare pushed up. Are we going to see much of that come Sunday, and how big a role is Sean Patton going to have in this game if this midfield battle is going to be so crucial and trying to get something out of the tie?
Yeah, it's going to be massive, Oshin. And we talked about it, me and you, even on the way back up from Clare in the car, we were just on about it, how important he is, you know, when we talk about an important player. Want him. In my time playing, a goalkeeper didn't matter. Anybody went in goals and you just kicked out the ball and that. But now the goalkeeper is so, so important, and we're very lucky to have a player of the quality of Sean Patton in goals. And I think the big thing Derry have a call to make is, are they going to press Donegal's kickouts? And if Donegal go long, you know, if he's going to go long. Now Derry will be more used to it and more used to playing against it than Clare were. So they'll be probably ready for it. But it definitely is a big plus, a massive plus, for us to have Sean Patton. Not alone, he's got everything going for him. A saving, brilliant 1-1. He made that important save in Clare from Keelan Sexton early on, which kept Donegal in the game at that stage nearly. He can go short kickouts, long kickouts, and he can come up and kick 45s and that off the ground, and he creates that extra player. I mean, we look at goalkeepers are important. And like Roscommon had got probably an inexperienced goalie who's not playing, maybe it's the first year he's played inter-county at a level. But you look at how important he was. I think it was 54 touches he had. Not alone as his kickouts and then creating that extra player. Where we look at the best goalkeeper we've ever seen playing Gaelic football was in goals for Dublin, Oisín. And he not struggled, but he didn't create that extra player for them because he's not used to doing that. And he's not able to do what we're talking about Sean Patton able to do. So you can press on the Dublin kickouts because Stephen Clarkson's not able to kick it long enough over the top. So, you know, we talk about the minute, you have Sean Patton, you have Rory Began, we've seen what he did against Derry the last day out, and you've got, from their point of view, them two goalkeepers, they can come up and kick frees as well, particularly Began, very good at the ground. So goalkeeper has become so important, an important player, and we're going to look at, you know, Niall Morgan for Tyrone as well, another very, very important goalkeeper, a different goalkeeper to Ethan Rafferty, but I don't know where Gaelic football's going, but goalkeeper now is the most important a person in Gaelic football nearly on the field.
One man you didn't include in that, Martin, Zora Lynch, the Derry goalkeeper.
Yeah, again, a player that, you know, post Rory Gallagher turned him from an outfield player into a goalkeeper and has worked with him. And the big one with him as well is that he comes out for the kickouts, and he will come out for Sean Patton's kickouts. And that's a very good point you make, Oisín, there, because he will be the man that will try to stop when Sean Patton's going to go long over the top. He'll be out right away. You see, to cut out that ball, if Derry are definitely going to press right away up the field, that Derry are going to press. So, yeah, big player, good at coming forward. And sometimes Derry people, some of them say they don't like him coming up the field, they're afraid he'd lose the ball and everything else. But he kicked a point in one of the games for Derry, and definitely improving with every match. And does create that extra player as well, which when teams push up on that, their pressure on, it's a big help to have maybe a natural outfield player in goals that he can create that extra player coming forward. We will see him pushing up, and he will stay out the field as long as, when he sees danger, he'll stay there. But when the danger gets too serious, that's when he'll have to drop back, and he will only drop back into his goals when he feels, or the shout is made, that the danger is too dangerous after he has to move back.
Okay, Martin, then, call Sunday, how's it going to go? Derry, Donegal and Ballybuffet.
Well, listen, look, you'd have to say Derry are favourites, Oisín. You know, you have to say, if you're tipping a team, you have to tip Derry, and you know, you'd have to say their favours and everything else. But I don't rule out Donegal and Ballybuffet with the second half performance against Clare. Will give them a lot of confidence and everything else. I give Donegal a fighting chance, but you'd have to think that Derry, with their level of fitness and everything else, and getting them on in game out of their system and getting everything behind them and all that there, you'd feel that they'll be more ready for this game than they were for the Monaghan match. And but I still think, I'm looking forward to it. Donegal will need a good performance and need to get a good start. If we play like we did the first half, against Clare will be beaten at half-time. So we need a big performance from start to finish, Oisin.
The other match in the group at the weekend as an earlier start on Sunday of 2 o'clock, Martin, it's Monaghan against Clare. You would expect Monaghan to win at home in Clonus on Sunday?
Yeah, you would, Oisin, yeah. And the confidence they're going to get from the Derry match as well. And, you know, Monaghan and Clonus are hard enough for a lot bigger teams than Clare to come to beat them. And just seems don't seem to be right in Clare. You know, the minute Donegal came at them the second half, their heads went down and that there, no disappointing them. And just see a player left them just today or during the week, and they'll be disappointed with that as well, Clare. But I think it'll be tough on Clare and everything else, but you will get a kick from them, and they're physically able to match Monaghan and everything else. But I expect Monaghan with the forwards they have and everything else, and to have too much up front, and scoring average could come into it big time down the road into this group the way it's going. So it'll be very important for Monaghan, will want at home to try to win by maybe 6-7 plus points against Clare.
Just moving into one of the other groups, Martin, on Saturday evening there's a big Ulster clash. Tyrone taking on Armagh, pulling it out of the bag to get something out of the game against Westmeath the last day, where Tyrone went to Galway and lost out down at Salt Hill. How's this titanic battle going to go between the two neighbouring counties at the weekend? Because whoever wins this is going to be making a bit of a statement in the championship.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And it's interesting when we listen to we call pundits down south, they're all saying Tyrone. They're going to, when they mention Kerry and Dublin and Galway Mayo, the next team they always mention is Tyrone. We have to wait to see it from Tyrone. Were we going to get what we got a couple of years ago, you know, when they went on to win the All-Ireland and everything else? Is that in them or not? Are they over-dependent on Darragh Canavan up front and everything else? It's hard to know. And I think there were a bit of complaints in Tyrone from some of the senior players that had won All-Stars and won All-Ireland and won an All-Ireland that didn't play. Didn't get on against Galway and everything else, and they weren't happy. Where maybe I think there were five at least under 20 players on the field at the end of the game that day, if not six, and some of the players weren't happy. So you expect a reaction from Tyrone and everything else. I expect that maybe some of these players will be given the chance to play to start the game against Armagh and everything else. They'll go for more experience and everything else in Tyrone. It's a very, very hard game to call. Just you know, there's no real form going into it, particularly from Tyrone. We don't really know where they're at. It's a very big game for Tyrone. Massive game for Tyrone, the fact they lost the first match. At least Armagh have 2 points on the board. Who will attempt? I would just fancy Armagh because the game, you know, the Ulster final will stand for them. They got over the line against Westmeath. The last time they came to Omagh, they beat Tyrone and Omagh. I just have a sneaking feeling that Armagh could get over the line.
All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the football at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. See you at the weekend.
There you go, Martin McHugh with a preview of Donegal against Derry this coming Sunday afternoon at McCool Park in Balbuffet. Martin will join me on commentary. We'll have the build-up shortly after 3:30 in the full match live as from 4 o'clock. Elsewhere, Gaelic Games-wise, here in Donegal, the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Finals are being hosted by the Neave Mura Club Lower Rosses down at the Banks. They've got the place looking class. It's all set up perfectly for some brilliant football, and it looks like they're going to get the weather as well. And the competition, the All-Irelands, start on Friday night tomorrow with Gweedore against Fine Gael. It's an all-Donegal game in the junior men competition. That one throws in at 7:15. Some of the other Donegal sides in action, well, Neave Connell, who are seen as the favourites, they will start in the quarterfinals on Saturday against Ballingeary from Cork, who are last year's winners. Dunloe on Saturday will play Nagail Oga from Dublin in the junior women's. And also that afternoon, the Dunloe men are involved in the junior men competition. Moving on to Saturday in the junior women, Neave Mura are playing one of the quarterfinal winners on Sunday morning. And then in the senior women, Termon are playing Kilcommon from Mayo in the senior women's semi-final at 1:45 on a Sunday afternoon. And there is, of course, numerous games being played across three venues down in the Rosses area and the Gweedore area as well. But the finals are on Bank Holiday Monday. The junior women's will be at 10 a.m. The senior women at 12 noon, the junior men at 2 o'clock, and the senior men at 4. And we're all hoping, of course, that there's Donegal ones in each of those categories on the All-Ireland hosting of the Cabortas Pell na Gaeltachta. Athletics-wise, All-Ireland Schools Track and Field Championships are on in Tullamore and County Offaly on Saturday. There's a big Donegal contingent going down, hoping for medals. And it's going to be a busy day on Sunday at the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorna. Over 800 will be taking part in the Ulster and Northern Ireland Children's Games and Championships. There will be parking available in the adjoining fields, but it's a big event at Finn Valley. Looks like they're going to get the weather there as well for that. Over 800 taking part. It's going to be busy in and around the Balbofenster North area on Sunday with the Gaelic football on as well. And that is it from the Score programme for tonight. If you missed any of the show, you can, of course, go to our website under the sports section at highlandradio.com. I'm going to go out and try and enjoy some of this lovely weather. Jimmy Stafford is up next after the 8 o'clock news. Next sport here in Highlands tomorrow morning with Chris Ashmore after the 8:30 a.m. news. So until then, what's left of your Thursday, have a good one.
Gear your club up for the season with the great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.